is talking about that, okay, I know I'm going to be killed. So he was very well aware that he is going to be killed. How is he going to protect Islam? Yazid had fear and greed, and he's going to bring back Jahiliyyah, he's going to destroy Islam, and Imam is the successor, he is Warasatul Anbiya, and he wanted to protect Islam, but he had no army in his hand. So what he's going to do, I think we have to pay more attention or objectives of Imam and the tools and instruments which Imam are going to utilize here. I'm going to explain it, Sallallahu Alaihi Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Now I said, Imam never had any army to defend Islam. Otherwise, if he had army, what he could have done? He had gone to kill Yazid, he had gone to destroy Bani Umayyah, all their conspiracies, and he could have established the rightful caliphate of Imamah. He would have done that, but there was no army for him. And you know that if he keep his silence, then Islam will be destroyed. So what Imam did, I think now we can see after 1400 years, we can see the planning done by this side and the planning done by that side. Both the parties, both the armies had very clear plan. I can explain it here. In the first step, we have two parties and both of them had a plan for their objectives. What was their plan? Objectives and now plans. Plan. At the side of Yazid, he wanted to say, Imam, he wanted to ask for bay'ah. Ask him, bay'ah? What is the objective of bay'ah? I told you, when we were discussing the objectives of Yazid, he already had government in his hand. What the bay'ah was going to do for him, for Yazid? This is somehow not just an emotional thing for Yazid. Okay, I have the government, but I want this person to do bay'ah for me. This is not an emotional outburst, I told you. So there should be an objective for Yazid when he had asked for bay'ah. Now what is the objective? For me, I could calculate this thing. What he was going to do, he was asking Imam Hussein to do bay'ah. If Imam Hussein had done bay'ah, then he would have said, I am the rightful caliphate of Islam because son of Prophet had attested me as the ruler. Now, this will be the first step. Afterwards, after a few years, maybe months, he will say, I am the rightful caliph, which was attested by the son of Prophet, now declaring that Islam is not a true religion. Na'uzubillah ta'ala. I think this was his planning. At the first level, he was asking for bay'ah, not just to get the government, but to get, what I say, legitimacy. He already had government in his hand. What he was lacking, he never had legitimacy in his hand. He wanted legitimacy. What is legitimacy? That you are the rightful legal ruler of Muslim Ummah. Now, through bay'at of Imam Hussein, he was going to get legitimacy, that you are the rightful caliph. After getting legitimacy, he would have said that, okay, I'm the legitimate ruler of your community, and I'm telling you that Islam, which was claimed 60 years back, na'uzubillah, it was not the true religion. It was a fake, na'uzubillah ta'ala. And now I will ask you to go back to Jahiliyyah, forgetting Islam, forgetting everything, and now we are again on Jahiliyyah. Now what was the impact? Just see, just I give you an example. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I'm Muslim. For example, I accept Christianity. And I accept Christianity, and after accepting Christianity, after 4 months, 4 years, 5 years, I declare that, okay, Christianity is not a good religion. No one will pay any attention to me. Why? Because I was a stranger. I became Christian, and everyone one can say that, okay, you became Christian, and then you are announcing that Christianity is fake. No one was going to pay attention to me. No, just imagine, I'm not going to insult everything, anyone, but just imagine if Pope, head of Catholic Church, announces that Christianity is not the true religion, what's going to happen? It will be an earthquake for Christianity. Everything will be destroyed. Everything will be under question. Why? Because their legitimate leader had announced that it was not a true religion. This was the planning done by Yassin. Why he was asking for Bayah when he had already had government in his hand? Because he wanted to be a legitimate ruler. After becoming legitimate, he would say to people, okay, people, you know that Imam Hussein attested me. I am your ruler. And I am being the legitimate ruler, now announcing that, okay, it was a fake religion, na'uzu billah ta'ala. Now, is this his intention to do? Yes, he has obviously and clearly said that, openly said that, in his code, that there was no revelation, that there was no prophethood, there was no book. Banu Hashim did that, everything, they brought the game just to make themselves ruler. He never believed in Islam. Now, without legitimacy, without bay'ah of Imam Hussein, if he had to announce that Islam is not a true religion, everyone will say, we know your father, you fought against Islam. And if you are declaring that Islam is not a true religion, we can't believe you. But if he had bay'ah of Imam Hussein in his hand, if he had attestation from Imam Hussein that yes, he is the right ruler, then the game was different. Then it was altogether a different game. Then Islam would have been under strict position, and Islam would have been under an earthquake, as I told you. Then, okay, that's all. And what Yazid was going to do? After announcing such a thing, he will ask his governors to ask people announce or denounce Islam. Say that, okay, there is no Islam. Na'uzu billah ta'ala. Then what would have happened? A few people in every city would have resisted, but majority will surrender to Yazid. And they will say, okay, Yazid is doing the right thing. Because they had lost their dignity, because they had lost their culture, they had lost their values, they would have accepted it. And this was the planning which Imam Hussein was going to defend. Now, how is he going to defend that? I told you, we can see that in different stages. So, first stage from Yazid, he is going to ask for bay'ah. What is the reaction from Imam Hussein? From Imam Hussein, he is going to deny that, obviously, and right from Medina, you know, the very first meeting between Imam and the governor of Medina, he said, Misli la yubayu mislahu. From the very first day, when all these events started, he announced his opinion and he strictly said that, okay, I'm not going to give my hand into the hand of Yazid, and I'm going to fight. Now, what is the second option for Yazid? He is going to ask for bay'ah, and Imam has said, okay, I will never accept this and I will deny this. Then what is second? Second, Yazid will say, okay, kill him. Fight against him. Wage a war. And that was the command given by Yazid to the governor of Medina. He said, ask him for bay'ah, and if he deny, kill him at the point. And send me his head. This was the second part of his planning. So plan A, ask for bay'ah. If he accepted that thing, you have got everything. You had bay'ah, you have everything, and then after a while you will announce that Islam was a fake religion, na'udhu billah ta'ala, and you will achieve everything. Islam will be ended, and Jahiliyyah will return back. And Imam knows that, so Imam said, I will never accept his bay'ah. Misli, la yubayu mislahu. The second plan, or plan B, you may say, that he is going to kill him. He is going to wage a war against Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein said that, okay, I will accept the challenge. Imam will say that, okay, if you are going to wage a war against me, I'm going to accept it, but I'm not going to surrender myself. So plan A is bay'ah, which is Imam going to deny. Plan B is war, and Imam is going to accept it. Plan C. Now he will be killed. Obviously. Why? Because people have lost their dignity. The culture has changed. No one is going to defend Islam. So Imam will be alone and he will be killed. So plan C, part C of the plan, we are going to kill him. He will be killed. There is announcement and then a war. And Imam said, okay, I know I will be martyred. Imam said, okay, I accepted this. My father announced me and he informed me that I will be martyred. My mother told me, my grandfather told me, it is very obvious for me that I'm going to be killed. So he accepted it. So first part, bay'ah, he denied. Second part, announcement of war, he accepted the challenge. Third part, we are going to kill you, and he said, okay, kill me. But I will defend Islam. Now this is very strange. A group is very powerful. They have every tool in their hand. The greed, fear, army, people, propaganda, everything in their hand. And Imam apparently has nothing in his hand. How is he going to defend this? Now, he said, I will lose my life. How by losing his life, he could defend his ideas? Now, this is very unique, I think. And here, the fourth part, I think, it is the uniqueness of the event of Karbala. How Imam could do this? They said, we are going to kill you. He said, okay, kill me. I'll be martyred. How Yazid is going to achieve his objective? Now, I told you a question. They asked Imam Hussein to do bay'ah. They never asked Imam Zainul Abidin to do bay'ah. Why? They never asked Imam Zainul Abidin. Because they wanted to change the game here. They wanted to do something very strange with the chain of prophethood and with the successor of prophets. That is Imam Hussein. What they wanted to do. At the fourth level of their plan. Humiliation. Na'uzubillah ta'ala. They wanted to humiliate Imam Hussein. They wanted to humiliate the name of Islam. They wanted to humiliate the family of Imam Hussein. Why they wanted to do this? They wanted to, you know what they did at the time of Asr. They crushed the body of Imam Hussein by the animals. Why they did that? They brought the heads of all the martyrs to the people in the markets and in the courts. Why they did that? And at this point, our simple interpretation say that they were stupids. They were not stupids. They were politicians. They were very cunning at their times. They were cunning people of their times. So why they did that? They wanted to, for themselves, in their own idea, they wanted to solve the question forever. How it could to do this? They said, okay, we will, now this is the very important part of this analysis. They said, we will humiliate Imam Hussein, na'uzubillah. We will humiliate his family, and then people will lose the sacredness of Imam Hussein. People will say, if there was God, why he never helped Imam Hussein? If Imam Hussein had any connection with God, why there are no angels to help Imam Hussein? People will lose their faith in Imam Hussein and subsequently in Allah himself. This is the planning by Yazid. So he said, I will ask for bay'ah. If he accepted, I have won the war. Imam said, I will never do bay'ah. He said, okay, we are going to announce war. He said, I will accept the challenge. Third place, they said, we will kill him. He said, I'll be martyred. Fourth place, fourth part, we will humiliate them. Yazid said, we will humiliate them. And by humiliation, what you are going to achieve? People will see how we humiliated Imam Hussein, and they will say, he had no connection with Allah. He had no respect in front of Allah. And had he had any respect, why Allah never sent any angels to protect him? Why there is no miracle for him to save Imam Hussein? And it was very obvious from past prophets that at such a time there could be a miracle to save Prophet. You remember the event of Hazrat Ibrahim. How it happened? There was a miracle to save Ibrahim. And then at the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was in front of magicians, there was a miracle to save Hazrat Musa. And at the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, when he was going to be hanged, there was a miracle to save Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Now, Yazid was thinking, I'm going to kill him, I'm going to humiliate him, there will be no miracle, and when there will be no miracle, people will see that how I humiliated them. And they will say that there is no connection between Imam Hussein and the God and the Allah. And subsequently they will say, in fact there is no Allah. In fact there is no Allah. This is what Yazid was thinking. Now, Imam Hussein is here and he know all the plannings. And he know that. They are going